We are in Shaar Dalet, Perek Vav. And what we were talking about was how, on the one hand, he started off the Perek saying that it's inappropriate to spend one's main time or only time learning only on Inyane Yiras Shamayim, only on an Inyan of Musar, because then you're missing the point. The point is to learn halachis, learn Torah. But then he goes on the other way and says, well, if you learn Torah, you know your Shemaim is also not good, because that's how you hold on to the Torah. So just first of all, just to understand, I have a Nefesh HaChaim with the commentary of Revelia Weinchild. So he says over here like this. He says, what Yir Shamayim are we talking about? He says, you need Yir Shamayim in order to learn Torah. So he says, there's two types of Yir Shamayim. This type of Yir Shamayim that says that, there's a type of Yir Shamayim which you're afraid of Einish, you're afraid of punishment. Okay, that's one thing. But there's another type of Yir Shamayim, which is not, it's not a Yir Einish, it's not afraid of the punishment. The Yira is that you're afraid of, out of the respect or the understanding of how great Hashem is, you're afraid of chaffering, of ruining it. Like, for example, you know, it's, and that level of Yir Shamayim comes from a ava of Hashem, an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for example, if someone has an antique china set, so they love it, they love using it. So one of their kids asks, you want me to help set the table? No. I have to set the table. So why do you have to set the table, Zadie? Bubby, why do you have to set the table? Why do you have to be the one serving the soup? He says, because I'm afraid to drop it. I'll be very careful because I'm scared that I don't want to drop it and break it. For me, this is very valuable. This is an heirloom from 100 years ago. So then the kid will say, no, I have a good idea, Bubby. For you, you're going to carry the plates. You're going to be afraid of dropping it. It's not good to be afraid. Much better, let me take it. I'm not afraid. What do I care? I'm not going to be afraid of dropping it. It's much better. This way I'm not afraid and I'll take it. So obviously, who do you entrust? Who do you entrust the plate with? You entrust the plate with the person who's afraid to drop it, right? Because if you're afraid to drop it, that means you understand how great or how important the thing is, right? So the Yir Shamayim is there's a fear. But what's the fear? The fear is what? You're afraid that what? What you're afraid of is that out of the great understanding of how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you're afraid of doing something which can ruin your kesher with him or disrespect his covenant. So it's not a yiras ha'einish, it's not you're afraid of the punishment. It's just you're afraid of, you out of awe, you are you have to maintain a certain amount of respect for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the Yira that we're talking about. That Yira, if a person learns Torah in that context, that Torah will stay with him. So he goes on in Perek Vav and he says like this, L'zois ha'emes, shezuya derech ha'amiti. So after all this, I'll tell you, he says, what is the derech ha'amiti? So what are you supposed to do? This is the one Hashem chose. When a person prepares himself to learn, he should stay, think for a few minutes before he begins learning. Even if it's a very short amount of time, he should think for a few minutes about Yiras Hashem. He should think for a few minutes. He shouldn't do a little video. He should do a video. He should think about the averis he did that took him a further away from Hashem, so that he could fully understand. So that he could fully understand the Torah of Hashem, Kadesha to tell you a kadosha of a tahira, so that his learning of Torah will be pure. The echavin lehesdabik b'limudoi boi b'torah boi b'kadosh baruch. This is a very important line. He says, and you should have in mind when you're learning to be mizdabik, to get close and cling to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and to his Torah. Haynu lehesdabik b'chol kechosav ledvar Hashem. Zu'alach, that by learning, I want to become davuk. I want to cling and become close to the word of Hashem, of the halacha, which is the word of Hashem. Then he says a line here, which is very important. Ubezeh, by being close to the Torah, who davuk boi is barach mamish kav yachol. By being close to the Torah, he becomes close to Hashem. Ki hu is barach, because Hashem v'ratzaynai. And what he wants is one. So in other words, what he's saying is that when a person learns, he's learning with the understanding that this is the Ratzon Hashem, this is the Dvar Hashem. And every din, every halacha that one learns, who Ratzonu Yisbarach, this is the Ratzon Hashem. Shekin Gazer Ratzonu Shekacha Din. So let's go back all the way to the beginning. That Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, well, someone could argue, how is discussing what the Allah is when two people are fighting over a talis? So that does not seem to be a spiritual endeavor. You know, so how's that launching me into the upper worlds of spirituality? And he's explaining that now. He's saying, because what you're thinking about right now is not how you would decide the halacha. It's not, you know, what quote unquote makes sense to us or what's fair. What you're thinking about right now in every case of the Gemara and every case of the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah is what does Hashem want in this case to be the halacha? What's the din in this case? What's the Ratzon Hashem to happen right now? That's really what you're learning about. Now, I don't know if we teach children enough about this. So maybe children, you know, lose a little bit of interest. I don't know if this is a powerful message for children. But for people that are learning and intelligent people who want to delve deeper into Torah, they have to understand this is what's going on. That's Mamash the words he says, in beautiful words. Ki hu yizbarach v'ratzoinai, he, Hashem himself, and his ratzoin, chad, it's one thing. V'chol din v'halacha, and every din and halacha in the Torah, hu ratzoinai yizbarach. That is the ratzon Hashem, shekin gazra ratzoinai shekacha din. This is the ratzon Hashem to be the din. V'gamim also b'divrei agada, and even if you're learning things which are not halacha, they're agada, it's also the word of Hashem. She'im b'em nafkusel shemdina, and this piece of agada does not have a din to it. It doesn't have a halacha that you learn out from it. Gamkin hu davuk b'dibura ishal kadosh baruch hu. It's still considered that you are davuk in the words of Hashem. Okay? Now, he explains over here that the way to be connected to the rot to Hashem is through his ratzon. Okay? Now, in other words, that's the best way for us to understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki HaTorah kula b'chlaleh u'pratei v'diktukeh. Every single part of Torah, HaKol yotza mipiv yizbarach l'Moshe m'Sinai, it was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai. At that time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and that's what it says in the Chazal. It says, B'sha'a sh'nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Sinai lit in Torah l'Yisrael, at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that appeared to Moshe at Sinai, Amr l'Moshe al ha-seder, Mikra, Mishnah, Halachais v'agadais. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mikra, the Mishnah, the Halachais and the Agadais. Okay, so all this is the Ratzon Hashem. So I always say over the Mashal, I think this is really the right place to say it. I probably said it before. I'm sure I've said it before, but this is the place it's meant to be said, is that the person's kavana, when they're learning, is to understand the Ratzon Hashem That's the way a person gets closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's when a person understands Kodesh Baruch Hu better. Okay? So the mashal I gave was, if a person got a job to be a CEO of a company, and I'll say quickly, and he was told that he should go learn from the CEO of this huge company in Manhattan. That's the guy you want to learn from. He has everything. He worked everything out well. So he decides he's going to go follow this guy around for a year. He's going to go see how he speaks to his employees. He's going to go see how he deals at board meetings. He's going to understand what decisions he made and what deals he goes into and what he pushes away and how he deals with everybody. And now he followed him around for a year. He really gets it. He understands that when this happens, you do that. And when Y happens, you do X. And when A happens, you do B. He really understands it, and he understands why this guy's successful. However, imagine if there's a way that you could do something even better. Instead of following the guy around all day and working out your, you know, and figuring everything out backwards, there was actually a machine that would go straight into the guy's brain, into the CEO. And when a question came up or a situation would arise that the CEO would have to deal with, you would be able to see on the computer what is the thought process of this person and why is he deciding this and why is he deciding that? Not just what he did, but how he got there. What's the what's pushing him to say this? What's pushing him to say that? You're actually getting into the brain. So in fact, Torah, the Rambam says there's two ways to understand Hashem. You can understand Hashem from looking in the world. Look how Hashem created the world. But you can understand Hashem from Torah, and that's a lot better. And that's really these two things. You look around at the Bria and you look at Hashkafa Pratis. That's an incredible way to understand Hashem. But that you're following Hashem around. You're trying to build out a pattern. But the Torah is getting into Kaviyachol, the brain of HaKadosh Baruch. It's getting into the thoughts and the machshavas and the retzaynos of Hashem. What does Hashem want from you in this situation? What does Hashem want from you in this situation? What's the din here? How does Hashem view when this type of nezikin happens? Who's at fault? Who's not at fault? Is Grom a chayiv? Is Grom not chayiv? What's the... Every single step of the way is a part of the Ratzon Hashem. And by getting closer, the more and more a person delves into understanding the Ratzon Hashem, the more he's actually clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And furthermore, he adds, Kigam ba'oisei ha'eish sha'adam oisek patara l'mata. When a person studies Torah here, called teva shemoytzi mipiv, the more he learns, hein hein advar m'yoytzim, the word goes out from his mouth, gam mipiv yizbarach ba'oisei ha'eish ma'amish. Then he has an incredible thing. He says, when a person learns Torah with the Ratzon Hashem, not only is he learning, but Hashem is saying over what he's learning. It's a Gemara by Pilevish Begiva. The two Amiroim were fighting. What's Pshat in the Pasuk of Pilevish Begiva, Pasuk in Shoiftim, the famous story in Pilevish Begiva? And one of the Tanoim at that time when they were arguing saw Eliyahu HaNavi. So he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, when we were learning that Sugya, what did Hashem say? What was going on in the Beis Medrash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time? He said, you should know that what was going on in the Beis Medrash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment was that he was saying over what was going on down here. And he said, if Yasar b'ni oimer kach, and if Yonasan b'ni oimer kach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching in the Yeshiva Shalmaila about the machlokes down here. So even though the Torah was given whatever it is, 3,000 years ago. However, everything which is nischadish now, HaKadosh Baruch was teaching in the Beis Medrash Shel Maila. So the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah regarding a certain point in Hilchos Shabbos, when that machlokes when they had that machlokes, there was a machlokes in the Beis Medrash Shel Maila. And Hashem was saying, oh, but the Chazon Ish holds like this, but the Mishnah Berurah holds like that. And Hashem says, how we're going to paskin down here? So someone asked, so how do we paskin? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't know. We have to wait to see what happens in the Beis Medrash downstairs, you know, El Mazet. And based on what they're going to paskin down there, that's going to be the halach. That's how far it goes. So in other words, he's saying is that it goes both ways. We're studying the Torah of Hashem. And at the same time, Hashem is studying our Torah as well. All right, so that's the koyach of Limud HaTorah. This is Perek Vav, and we'll continue. Hashem. All right. Good to see everyone back.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Tomorrow. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Hey, good night.
Okay, good night, everyone.